Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Denim and Blazers. This is your girl, Shine Vanderpool. I hope you're having a good week so far. It's been a great weekend, spending time with family and chilling out. I actually put my phone away this weekend. I feel guilty about that sometimes, but I shouldn't. I hope you take time to put your phone away too. This week, I'm really just hopping in to give you a word of encouragement if you're a business owner to stay focused and to keep your eye on the prize. You know, sometimes, you know, being business owners is a very lonely place. This week in my newsletter, that's what I kind of talked about and how, you know, being a business owner, you're building your team. So, you know, all those friends and those people who've been around you for years, you know, if you're telling them what you're thinking, which is not always a good idea, you know, they think you're crazy or they're trying to figure out, you know, what are you up to? Why would you do that? Or since they can't envision it, they're not supportive of it. You know, you're kind of on your own. So then you get a little discouraged and you either going to be strong enough to pull it together and do it what you saw. You know, what your vision was, you're going to pull it together and do it anyway, or you're going to fall off on the wayside. Before you know it, you know, years and years have went by and you've done nothing and you regret it. So why not get focused? You know, you can't share your dream with everyone. Start making it happen. And as you're making it happen, you start to surround yourself around people who are either working in the industry that you're in or would like to be in. And find someone who's comfortable helping you get to where you want to be. Now, that help can come in many different forms. You know, you might get lucky and find someone who's willing to invest money in you. That's awesome. Make sure you're real clear about the stipulations of how this is going to work, and be honest with them and upfront. And even if you crash, be nice enough to pick up a phone and say, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time and investing me. I'm sorry we didn't get the return we were hoping, but I appreciate it. And hopefully we can, you know, either find a better way to do what the mission was from the beginning, or, you know, you trust me enough that if some new ventures come along, you'd be willing to invest in me then. You don't want to burn bridges. Another form of receiving help from someone could just be them being your cheerleader. And that cheerleader could come in many forms. It could be someone who's helping you with the phones. It could be someone who's helping you make deliveries. It could be someone who's helping you put together this product so you can sell it, or, you know, helping you with your speeches or whatever it is you need help with when you don't necessarily have the funds to pay someone professionally to do it. This could be someone who just comes in, family member, friend. Sometimes people you don't even know, they're just willing to help. And they step in and they'll play a role, and that helps a lot. You know, they can see the vision enough where they see the good and getting the experience of seeing a business grow from the bottom up. They'll know what it is. And even if they don't stick with you, they know that they gained some knowledge that they can take somewhere else. Those people are good. You may not want to teach them every little secret of how you get done what you've got done, and hopefully you're investing in intellectual protection, copyrights, trademarks, whatever it is you need to get your product out. But you know, you have to cover yourself either way, because you can't control everything, but you can cover your own butt, right? That goes a long way. And also, you know, a mentor, someone who has done this thing, someone who knows what it is, who understands the business cycles of it, you know, someone who can tell you, no, summers are slow for this industry. Winters are great. You know, these are the people you need to be trying to market to. And if you want to break into another market, maybe y'all can come together and figure out how to make that happen. So, you know, you need cheerleaders, you need mentors to make your dream a reality. And everybody can't see it. And, you know, to be on a team, you know, professional teams, is a select few. You have a ton of people who've been trying from the times they were kids, trying to become professional, right? They don't all make it. A very small few make it. So you should be just as selective about your own team, who you're going to put on there. It's real lonely at first when you start this process, but it's worth it, and it will help you achieve your goal. I hope that everyone's been having a good year. We're right here, right at the last cycle of it, and the last quarter is went by so fast. But I hope you've got some great wins. And for those times that it didn't feel like a great win, I hope they were great lessons where next year you are preparing to accelerate in that area. And you are able to use these, you know, downfalls that happened this year as a learning experience and a way to make money and move forward and hopefully help someone else, be a mentor, help them move forward in their dream too. Keep rocking your denim and blazers, and I'll be back to see you next week. Thanks. I'm Sean Vanderpool with GLA Realty, and I'm a commercial real estate agent who represents clients who want to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties and or land. I can also help clients that wish to sell their business. If your home office is becoming a nuisance, you want to use a lump sum of money for an investment, or if you're just ready to make your dream a reality, call me before you call that number on the sign. They represent their client and are not looking out for you. Call 281-713-0832 or go to www.thelventurpool.com and let me help you find a place for your vision to profit.